1,500 people died when the Titanic sank. My ancestors were on that ship. But since I see ghosts, and this is Salem, the past never stays dead.
Craig, that is the official book trailer. I didn't even know there existed such things here.
Nor
in this world here. Adriana Mather joins us this morning to talk about her new book, Haunting the Deep. What is the deal with these book trailers? Is this a new way to get the audience inspired to read?
Good question. I work in entertainment as well. So when I wrote a book, I thought, I'd love a visual to go along with this. And I actually planned out my first book trailer, and now this is the second one.
Wow. It's fascinating because it draws people in because, you know, there's people that just like to watch, you know, books sometimes turn into movies, and they watch the movie and then they find the book perhaps. But it just kind of gives a little bit of an insight into that. Let's first, before we get into Haunting the Deep, give us a little background on How to Hang a Witch, your first one that came out, because these are kind of both connected.
Right. So How to Hang a Witch is about a girl who moves to Salem 300 years after her ancestors hanged witches there, and it's an autumnal mystery. Modern day, but it uses all of the Salem witch trial history as clues.
And in Haunting the Deep, we continue on with Sam, is that correct?
Indeed. And in this installment, she sees ghosts from the Titanic and starts dreaming about the Titanic and fears that she may become trapped on the ship forever.
What brought you to use that, not to make a pun, vehicle, I guess, to create the storyline?
Well, I was at my grandmother's house, and I was going through some old family letters, and I came across one that recounted how my ancestors had survived the Titanic with their dog.
Was this the first time you ever found out about this, or?
It was, yes. I actually know a lot about my family history, but this was one thing that I didn't know about. And so when I found the letter, I thought, oh, my, okay. And I looked into it, and my relatives actually were the Harpers, which, strangely enough, I had just gotten my book deal and with Random House, but the Harpers are the Harpers of HarperCollins. Isn't that weird?
Wow, there's a lot of hair on the back of my neck kind of things happening here with this. So you were kind of destined, I guess, to do something like that. What?
It was kismet, yeah, very strange.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you mentioned, I mean, you seem to have a family connection to a lot of sort of historical moments in history.
I do, yes. The Mayflower, the Revolutionary War, the First Thanksgiving, Sleepy Hollow, the Titanic, the Salem Witch Trials, and there's some other stuff in there, too.
How have you weaved the Titanic ancestry into the new book?
I use a lot of real people, including my ancestors. And so my character starts to find objects from the Titanic. They start appearing in her everyday life, and she doesn't know where they're coming from. So it's, even though it's modern day, I've tried to preserve as much of the actual history and facts as I possibly could.
We're talking today with Adriana Mather, who has written the book Haunting the Deep. It's a young adult novel. Why did you choose that realm, that audience to focus on in your writing career?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't actually know that I was focusing on that audience until I started writing. It wasn't accidental, but it was a little bit accidental. When people read my work, they said, oh, you write young adult. And I said, what is that? And that's how it all started.
I don't know if people other than the business in the book business sort of do that. I don't think kids go, I'm going to go look for young adult novels. They just either hear one.
Exactly.
They like the cover. They like the story. Sometimes it's the lead character that maybe reflects who they are, I guess, in a sense.
Right. And, you know, if you're writing for young people, you have a real opportunity to pick your words carefully. So in the in How to Hang a Witch, I was able to parallel the historical hanging of a witch with modern-day bullying. And in Haunting the Deep, I actually examine the history in such a way that it asks the questions, why did some people survive and why did others not, and what was the value system that was placed on human lives? So even though it's a mystery and it's, there's romance and there's excitement and fun, there's also some actual questions in there.
You've starred in some movies, you've produced some motion pictures, and now you're writing books. Which came first, and was it difficult to transition from one to another?
It was really nice to transition into literary, I have to say. The production and the acting came first. I live in Los Angeles, and it sort of seamlessly happened. And I have to say, the literary industry is like a warm bath compared to entertainment. The people are just so amazing. So once I got in, I thought, I'm never leaving you guys. I will be writing forever, so I hope you like me.
How was it to get into that, to get your first one published? I mean, that still is quite a monumental task to do that.
Yeah, I'm a researcher. So the moment that I decided I wanted to do it, I started gathering information. And it took about a year of various back and forth business type stuff. And then once I actually sorted it out, my agent sold my book in 48 hours.
Good for your agent.
That
worked out great.
It was a fascinating process. It was all of this waiting, and then everything happened all at once. So it's the most difficult and the most exciting thing ever done.
And then once you get the first one, they say, okay, where's the next one? And that brings us to Haunting the Deep, which is out now. And I guess as any author, you probably have other ones in the works too, or at least formulating in your brain.
I do, both in my brain and on paper.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Adrienne Mather joining us for Haunting the Deep. I guess people can check out the trailer. These are fascinating to see that, as well as the book that's out now. And wish you much success. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.